Like OMG.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Estelle. We've been best friends for 15 years and we are nostalgic for all things early 2000s.
This is a show where we revisit all of our favorite movies, TV shows, books, and music from growing up.
Because we literally can't move on. Happy finale of season two
finale.
Oh my gosh.
We got some fun stuff for this episode.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be a big one for Estelle. This is like a huge episode.
This is
for
a huge deal, guys.
This is
a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so clearly,
Percy Jackson.
We're reading Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, mm-hmm. the first book in the Percy Jackson series. And then we're going to be watching the mm-hmm. movie
mm-hmm. with Logan Lerman.
And Rachel doesn't know anything.
I literally don't know anything. Like, I never saw the movie. I never read the books. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Except this was a very big thing.
It's a very big thing to me now, but mm-hmm. like in middle school. Was when it started.
I remember it being a big deal for you, but I didn't read in middle school. Mm-hmm. So it was just another thing that I never saw. But I feel like the movies weren't as big as like Harry Potter or something where I saw those with mm-hmm. you, but like we never did the Percy Jackson thing. And since I didn't read, it never happened. But I remember this always being your thing. Percy Jackson, I mean.
Well, I feel like there was a reason I didn't show you the movie, but we'll get there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief is by Rick Riordan. It was published on June 28th, 2005.
How much of this stuff do you just know? Are you just like pretending to read? You just know it all?
Okay. It's by this guy named Rick Riordan. Okay. The book just turned 17 years old.
Oh.
It's been 17
years.
Wow. I love it. Okay, so Rick Riordan, he had written like a successful adult like mystery mm-hmm. series before he did Percy Jackson. But with Percy, his son was in second grade and was studying Greek mythology. And he asked his dad for like a bedtime story. And so Rick made up Percy.
Oh my God.
And so his son had been diagnosed with ADHD and dyslexia. So he like made up a character within this story that also had ADHD and dyslexia.
Oh.
And was like kind of, it played into the story of like the hyperactive is like part of his like powers and kind of that kind of stuff to
That is so sweet. Oh my God. That is amazing.
I love this man.
Oh.
To kind of show that like this kid can be the hero mm-hmm. like of a story and like these aren't problems, they're like part of
oh my God, that's amazing.
But he's a middle school teacher and he said his like students helped a lot and they helped like come up with a name and like other things in the books, like
wow.
he would like be like, oh, I'm writing this story, like what do you guys think of this kind of mm-hmm. thing. But I love it.
It's like a focus group right in front of you.
I know,
I mean, that's
right?
who would be reading your books anyways,
and like
right?
going over it Middle with his school? Kid and being like, hey, do you like this?
Yeah.
Is this funny? Like,
perfect. Brilliant. That's perfect. Probably why it's lasted so long.
I know.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, because it's not just like some like 40-year-old man writing this. It's
He like fact-checked like, it with the kids first. He's like, does this work?
Is this funny to 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
So, and it's 17 years. It's won over 15-plus awards. And then as of December 2019, which is like the latest update I could find, it has been on the New York Times Children's Series bestseller list for 665 weeks, which is 12 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like stayed on it and has not left.
Dang.
It's
that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it's 17 years old and I still feel like it's such,
relevant. Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
I feel like every middle schooler has like mm-hmm. picked up Percy if you're like into reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Percy Jackson or like Series of Unfortunate Events mm-hmm. and like Harry Potter. It's that kind of mm-hmm. realm. And then the book has a rating of 4.25 out of 5 on Goodreads with over 1,900,000 reviews.
Oh my God. Dang. That's like, that takes a lot of good reviews to balance that out. Right? Like, that's amazing.
Has like 1,900,000 and is averaging a 4.25 out of 5 on Goodreads.
It's a good book.
It's a good book. Mm-hmm. So it has an audiobook, a graphic novel, a movie adaptation, a Broadway musical, and now a TV series is in production. Whew.
Dang.
I know.
It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Give me all of it.
Yeah.
So there's 5 books in the first series, and then there's an extended series, and then another extended series after that. There's so many books.
You've got them all.
I have them all. I also thought it was funny. So I read the books in January of 2010. Wow. I was in 7th grade. I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And so, like, Percy is 12 in the first book. So it's like...
Oh, my God. Wow. Perfect.
Literally growing up with him.
Dang.
But I have a screenshot of a Facebook status.
Oh, my God.
That I made.
Stop. No.
I said, I'm reading Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. I'm on page 100. I started right after school. So I thought that was funny.
Dang.
I have it like recorded like when I started reading this book for the first time.
Aww.
Ugh. But
you should just like share that now and be like, update. Here I am.
How many years later? 12 years later. Jeez.
How many times do you think you've read this?
Probably at least like more than 5 for sure.
Mm.
I would say, I don't know. I feel like I've probably read it more than Twilight.
Dang.
Yeah, it's probably the most read book.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carry On by Rainbow Rowell.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I mean, I've read that twice.
And it's not even been a year.
It's not even been a year. Yeah, but that's a lot, though. 5 times to read a book. I mean, that's like...
And that's like the whole series, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because once I read the first one, you have to read all
of
them.
Well, I'm assuming that's what's going to happen tonight. I'm going to be like, well, I guess it's time to start the rest of them.
So to explain what we're doing here.
Yes.
We are literally having a slumber party right now.
Yes.
And we're going to read this entire book.
Tonight. We've done this one other time.
Yep.
With the Summer I Turned Pretty series before the show came out. Mm-hmm. We read all 3 of those in one night. Because that's just what we like to do, you know? So, because
what else is there to do?
So we're like, one book, we can do that. Easy peasy. So,
I really wanted to read the entire series, but I was like, we'll read the first one, then we can talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll read the next four.
Yeah, then the next movie. We're going to keep going.
So, before we go in, mm-hmm. what do you know? What do you think it's about? Give me like everything that you're thinking.
Everything I know is like from you, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, but literally it's just that it's like him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl named Annabeth or Annabelle. One of them. I don't know. And that you don't like the movies because they're too old looking.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they start at 12 years old.
Yeah.
And Greek mythology. I think he's like Poseidon's son, maybe? Mm-hmm. That's my guess. Like water? I feel like it's going to be water.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, but... Okay, no. I don't know. Because lightning. Well, it's a lightning thief. I don't know.
I love you so much.
I don't know. I'm excited for the Greek mythology, though.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
I remember reading the book, and I was one of those people that I didn't read the book. So the movie was like... There was trailers for the movie that was coming out. And I was like, well, I got to read the book.
Mm.
So I read the book before the movie came out. And then in our 7th grade English class, Miss Mast.
Oh, my God.
We started talking about Greek mythology. Mm. And I remember thinking I was so fucking smart and being like, I know all of this shit. Pandora's box. I know it. I already know this stuff because of Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
I was like.
I remember one time we went to the library. And we, like, got a bunch of books on Greek mythology. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, my God.
We were in, like we were babies. I don't remember when it was. But we were like, we're going to research. We're going to learn about Greek mythology.
No, I probably was, like shoving it down your throat. Like, oh, my God. We're going to talk about Greek mythology because of Percy Jackson.
Like, damn. I didn't even read then. Did I think I was going to read books about Greek mythology? Just, like, educational books?
Yeah.
Come on. Get a grip, Rachel.
I also remember going to the library with my cousin Josie, and they were doing, I think, in prep for the movie that was coming out. They did this big Percy Jackson party at the library.
Oh, wow. Where
you went in, that's and fun. They have, so like in the books, they have these little like camp necklaces.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
That's what I'm wearing.
Oh my God,
right now.
You're so cute. So like, yes.
At the library, you can make your own. And then they had like tests to find out who your godly parent was and like everything.
Ooh. But, that's cool.
Ooh, after. You're going to have to take the test.
Oh my
God. Gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited. I feel like I'm going to enter into like a gigantic fandom.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm ready. I'm excited.
I could also like talk forever about why like Percy Jackson is better than Harry Potter, but we won't get into that because
we can get into whatever you want to get into. Yes.
I just want to like jump into
the
reading
author
right
seems
now.
Nicer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can't wait to read you all the stuff about like everything.
Ooh.
But
awesome. Okay.
I'm so excited.
So I guess we'll see you. We'll be back in a couple hours after we've read this book, the chat.
Okay. Wait, what time is it?
Yeah.
It is 10:53 p.m.
Yes, we're going through the night.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. We'll be back.
Oh, gosh. I'm so freaking excited.
We're making cookies, too. So.
Oh, my God. Our cookies. We made blue chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know what that means. So.
I'm just like, Rachel, we're making blue chocolate
cookies. I was like, okay. Like, okay. Oh, man. We're back.
You have read Percy Jackson.
I read Percy Jackson. That was a journey, guys.
I'm so happy.
I mean... Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. But just like the reading process was really, it was a journey. I kept almost falling asleep. We ended up giving up.
Yep.
Literally, I had one chapter left. And I was like, I can't. The words were swimming. I could not follow what was happening. And I was trying so hard.
But we're here.
Here. We woke up. We slept for like 3 hours and then finished it.
Woo.
It's been a night.
So, I mean... We start with chapter one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Look, I didn't want to be a half-blood. I accidentally vaporized my pre-algebra teacher. I feel like, okay, I love the chapter names.
Chapter names are great.
It's like a classic Percy Jackson thing. That's just
really?
Is a thing, is the chapter names. They're so good.
Yeah. Very cute, very fun and quirky. Yeah.
After chapter one, you said you were like, yeah, I like this.
I know. Yeah, I liked it immediately. I mean, it's just like it was lighthearted and fun, and I liked Percy immediately, and I wanted to know what was going on. And then when everyone once chapter two happened, and everyone was like lying to him about what happened, I was like, guys, why? Stop lying to him.
Okay. Yeah. So the first chapter is we learn Percy gets kicked out of schools a lot. Mm-hmm. Something bad is always happening to him.
He was diagnosed with dyslexia and ADHD. Mm-hmm.
And then so he's currently at a private school called Yancey Academy. He's not popular. He gets bullied.
Yep. He has one friend.
Yep.
Grover.
Mm-hmm. So they're on a field trip at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yeah. And there's this one teacher that's like always
wanting the best from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's his Latin teacher, Mr. Brunner.
Mm-hmm. Good vibes from him.
And so they're kind of learning about the Greek and like gods and mythology at the museum, talking about it. He's wanting like Percy to answer the questions, saying it's like important.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't know. Why does this guy want the best from me when
I
suck?
Care. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a teacher that's also on the trip with them, Mrs. Dodds.
Bad vibes.
Yeah.
Always picking on Percy. Mm-hmm.
And so at one point she like calls him to be like alone with her and he thinks he's in trouble. But then she turns into a monster.
Yep. And she tries to kill him.
Yep.
And then Mr. Brunner?
I say Brunner.
Brunner. Yeah, he like, in the middle of this fight, kind of appears and throws Percy this pen.
Mm-hmm.
And he clicks the pen and it turns into a sword.
Yeah. he uncaps the pen, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
A clicky pen.
Oh, gotcha. You're right. Okay. He uncaps the pen, turns into a sword, and he ends up killing the then mean teacher monster. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out
of that room. And it's like nothing happened.
And it's like nothing happened, and everyone is acting like they've never even heard of this teacher before, because that nasty teacher was replaced by someone else. Mm-hmm. And everyone's acting as if that other teacher's been here the whole time, so... Even Mr. Brunner.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, guys.
So then kind of school goes on. Oh, gets kicked out, I guess, from that field trip. Is that why he gets kicked out?
Yeah, I think you're right. And then he like stumbles on a meeting.
Yeah. So it's like school's about to end. He's about to take exams and he can't sleep. So he's walking through the hallways. Mm-hmm. And hears Mr. Brunner and Grover talking about him.
Mm-hmm. They're like, we're worried about him. And Grover's like, we should tell him. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Brunner's like, he's not ready. And Percy's like, tell me what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then it's always sad because like they're like, oh, it was like only a matter of time that this would happen. Like,
oh, yeah.
And Percy just thinks like that's them saying like he's stupid and like, like, well, of course you were going to get kicked out kind of thing, but that's not what they really mean.
Right.
Like, school's over, he's gotten suspended, so he's going home to New York, and Grover's going with him.
Grover's acting, like, really weird on the bus, and then the bus, like, stalls.
Oh, and then they see the, they get off the bus, and they see these three old ladies across the street knitting some yarn, and Grover's like, oh, no. And he starts freaking out. And Percy sees them snip the yarn. And he feels very, like...
Weird.
Something bad's gonna happen.
And Grover's like, were they looking at you? What happened? And so Percy tells him. And he's like, uh-oh, that's bad news. But Percy, meanwhile, still has no idea what is going on. Mm-hmm. And Grover's not telling him.
And then you said, are those the ladies from Hercules?
Yep. I know so much. Like, they mention Hercules so many times. And I was like, oh, I know who that is. Because I'm not very familiar with, like, all the Greek gods.
Yeah.
Like, I only know the big ones. Mm-hmm. And then what I saw in Hades Town with you recently. And then Hercules. So everything else was, like, I don't know.
I feel like that's a good, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
But... And also, every time Hades was mentioned, I was just picturing Hercules Hades with the blue hair. Like, that's what I pictured. Like, regardless of the description in the book, that was Hades in my head.
I feel like I kind of picture... I know how they describe him, but I was kind of picturing the guy from Hades Town.
Yeah.
Like, the original Broadway cast guy.
That's good, too.
Patrick Page. But that's funny. Now I'm like trying to picture like Hercules Hades.
Yeah, because like, he was kind of like funny and sassy just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's Hercules Hades.
And so Grover says like his job is to protect Percy. And Percy's like, okay. And he says like Grover's kind of weirding him out.
Yeah.
And so he ditches Grover and then leaves him at the like bus station and ends up going home to his mom. Mm-hmm. And we meet his stepdad, Gabe.
Smelly Gabe.
Hashtag, what did you say? Drop dead smelly Gabe.
Drop dead smelly Gabe. Yeah, immediately. He was so nasty. Gross.
He's just like this gross man who's like the worst.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
Like abusive and mean and icky and smelly.
Yeah.
Literally smelly. Yeah.
And so we meet his mom and she is the best lady in the whole world. Miss Sally Jackson. Love her. And she tells him that they're going to go to their cabin for the summer that they go to a lot.
And Percy's really excited.
Yeah.
He loves this cabin.
And it kind of holds memories for this is where his mom met his dad. And he doesn't really know anything about his dad.
So they get to the cabin. And then this, like, storm starts happening. Like, this really bad. Because it's like on a beach.
Yeah.
And this, like, hurricane starts happening. And then Grover knocks on the front door to the cabin. And Percy's like, what? Like, what are you doing here? And he's standing also with, like...
Yeah. Because Grover's, like, crippled, kind of.
Yeah.
And he can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grover's there.
Yeah.
But he's not Grover.
He's not Grover.
Because he has goat legs.
Goat legs. Yes. So Percy's like, what the heck? First of all, how do you know I'm here? Do you know my mom? Mm-hmm. Why do you have goat legs? Like, everything is just like, what is happening? And then Percy's mom is like, what's going on, you know? And then he finally tells her about the fates.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like pissed. She's like, why didn't you mention this earlier? Like,
yeah,
obviously you're in danger.
And like the monster at the school, like,
mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Percy's just like, I don't know what's going on.
Right. And then like Grover and his mom seem to like know each other.
Like,
and
they're chatting like, about yeah. it. Yeah. Percy's like, what
is happening?
What is happening? And so, yeah, things are looking bad. The storm's bad. Everything's bad. So they leave. They leave the cabin.
Because something's after them.
Right. And they're like in the car. And this thing's like chasing them. And then the car like crashes.
Yeah. So it's like a minotaur.
Right.
Is chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
His mom told him about like, oh, your dad wanted you to go to this place that will keep you safe. But if you go here, like I might not be able to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this camp. And so they're trying to get to this camp to get him away from this monster.
Mm-hmm.
And Grover like passes out.
Mm-hmm.
So his mom and Percy and his mom are like carrying Grover to try to get to this like camp, the hill of the camp.
And his mom keeps being like, just leave me, like you need to go, like protect yourself. And he's like, no, because he's a hero.
And then the monster shows up and kills his mom.
Yep.
And with like the rage strength, he like attacks the minotaur and kills him,
and takes its horn,
and then he passes out. And then
he carries Grover to the
to
the top of the hill or whatever. And then he wakes up in like a not hospital, but like a he's
like in a bed.
And
he wakes up and sees a blonde girl.
First
thing. I think that's what we immediately learn. Her name is Annabeth. And then we are at Camp Half-Blood.
And then we see that really nice teacher guy.
So Mr. Brunner's there.
Mr. Brunner's there. And everybody's just, like, super evasive and, like, not answering and being kind of, like, short with him. And he's just like, what is happening? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, he's just, like, at this place, has no idea. And people are, like, just talking about things. Like, he should know what they're talking about. And his mom is dead. Like, he's just like, what is... monsters. And then, like, they're talking about gods.
Yeah, he's like, gods are real. Like, what? What is happening? My best friend is a goat. Like, I don't know what's going on.
So then we learn that Mr. Brunner is a centaur.
Yes.
Named Chiron. I asked Rachel because I remember reading these books for the first time and, like, not knowing how to say these names. So I was curious. I was like, Rachel, how are you saying this guy's name?
Without a moment's hesitation.
She goes, Chino. What? And I'm like, what did you say? Like, C-H-I-R-O-N. Chino.
Listen, I don't have an excuse. Sometimes I just, like, when it comes to reading, especially when the names are tricky or, like, slightly unusual, I just see the letters and I just associate the way the word looks with the character, but I don't even take the time to sound it out and try to read it. I'm just like, oh, that's that person. So in my head, I was just like, Chino. Like, I don't know. Like,
did you continue to say Chino the entire?
Yes, for the rest of the book. I was like, Chino. And I kept saying sitar in my head, too.
Instead of centaur.
Instead of centaur.
Yeah. Sitar.
Sitar, like the instrument.
Chino the sitar.
Yeah, exactly. It was so. Anyways, yeah. I apologize.
And then we meet Mr. D, and we learn he is Dionysus, the wine god.
Also couldn't pronounce that. Yeah. That was so funny. We're like, what about this one? I was like,
what did you say?
I don't even know. I just,
she just said, like jumbledness. I was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Yeah,
he's
just
like rude. And
I mean, he's been sentenced to like stay at this camp and not drink, and like he's the wine god and he's not allowed to drink.
Yeah, I get that.
But so yeah, he's kind of bitter and mean.
But yeah, he's rude. I mean, honestly, all the gods are rude, so.
Yeah. I mean,
it is what it is.
That's just
It's just what it is. Yeah.
And so they kind of give him a little bit, and they're like, "Okay, so gods are real."
Everybody here is like a child of a god, and we think you're a child of a god, so.
Yeah.
But we don't know who And he's like, what?
Damn.
So they're like, so since we don't know who your parent is, you're going to stay at the... So all the gods have, like, their kids have their own cabins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Athena, all their kids are in a cabin. And then so Hermes is the, like, messenger traveler god. So he takes any, like, travelers. So mm-hmm. if you're undecided or not undecided, but, like...
Yeah, undetermined.
Undetermined.
Yeah.
You don't know who your parent is.
Mm-hmm.
He will, like, take you into his cabin. And so Percy's staying in the Hermes cabin, mm-hmm. and we meet Luke. Oh, okay. Presley, spoilers. Jeez.
I was also picturing Hermes, like, the Hercules Hermes. The little guy. He's, like, flying. And he's kind of, like... sassy, like
that's so funny.
I know, that's how I pictured him. Even though we don't meet him, but yeah, that's... yeah, we meet Luke though. Uh-huh. Luke is Hermes, one of Hermes' kids,
and he's like this older, like cooler guy. And Percy mm-hmm. thinks he's really nice and like
yeah. And Annabeth has a crush on him.
Yeah, very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Very clearly, it's cute, and maybe Percy does too. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, one of the most like. A very iconic line in the Percy Jackson fandom is that Annabeth's, it's not even really her first words to him because he like wakes up and goes in and out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, wakes up for like the first time and he's like, oh, hey. And then she's just like, you drool when you sleep.
Oh, it's like, yeah. That's mm-hmm. recurring. A I'm little sure. thing.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cute with them.
It's cute. They had some cute banter and oh, like, yeah. the fighting, and it was cute. I liked it.
We meet Clarice. She's oh, the daughter yeah. of Ares, so we got to have, you know, another bully character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of mad that, so a lot of the kids at the camp, it's like they train all their lives to go out and fight monsters, but a lot of them have never even, like, left the camp.
Yeah.
So the fact that Percy is this new kid and kills a Minotaur, which is, like, this really big deal,
mm-hmm.
like, it kind of pisses some people off.
Yeah, and the fact that he's going in completely ignorant. Like, he yeah. killed it without even knowing what it was. Like, what is happening?
So, Clarice, daughter of Ares, who is the god of war, mm-hmm. She's kind of...
She's not She's a whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whippersnapper.
She, like, takes him to the bathroom to, like, dunk his head oh, in the yeah. toilet. Annabeth is with him mm-hmm. as well. And... Yeah, Clarice tries to dunk his head in the toilet, and then Percy, like, makes the water pipes go crazy and, yeah. like, spews her out of the bathroom. And so then she's even more pissed.
Yeah.
And Annabeth is just like, whoa, that was crazy. What's
yeah,
going
so,
on?
Yeah, so, like, things have been happening with Weird Percy things. With water.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was at the field trip at the museum, he somehow got a girl...
Dragged into a fountain.
Dragged into the water fountain mm-hmm. and didn't know what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, some water things are going on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wonder what that could mean.
I wonder what that could mean. And also, there's, like, this thing about the big three. Like, the mm-hmm. big... There's, like, no kids
yeah.
for them. Zeus, Poseidon. Not Hades, because Hades doesn't have a cabin there. But, like...
Hades is a part of the thing.
But
though.
It's a
yeah.
part of it. Okay.
But they're just, like...
Yeah.
Oh, he's the god of the underworld, so we're, like... He's just like, it's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't get a cabin at camp and you don't get a seat at Olympus. Like,
yeah, it is mean.
You just sit in your hell, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's like a rule that the gods, the main three gods. Mm-hmm.
Can't have kids.
Yeah, because their kids too are powerful. Too powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know when we learned that story about when like Zeus... broke the rule mm-hmm. and sired a child.
Mm-hmm.
It just like didn't go well.
Yeah. So we learn he had a kid named Talia. Yep. How are you saying her name?
I don't want to. It's fine.
Tell me.
I was saying
Thalia. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel I mean, like that's it's like it's fine
right?
either way. Yeah.
So like it's fine. But yeah.
and we learn that
Luke and
yeah well we kind of learn little pieces throughout little pieces, so at first yeah. we hear just like okay there was a daughter of Zeus mm-hmm. and she was traveling trying to get to camp mm-hmm. And monsters were attacking her
yeah
she didn't make it she died
yeah
Zeus turned her into a tree and mm-hmm. she sits at the camp protecting like the camp
yeah
so that's kind of like what we learn
mm-hmm.
at first. And then we learn some more information as we go along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then so they're doing capture the flag game, which like you said you played capture the
flag. I played capture the flag all the time when I was little.
What? How?
Like it's just I used to play with my dad and my sister, and we would just in the driveway at the house I'm at now, we would like draw chalk or use sticks to like divide, uh-huh. So it's like two halves, and then we'd have something like a baseball or something as like the flag, mm-hmm. on either ends, and so it would just be like my dad obviously like being way faster because we were like seven, so you know it was like two against one, and he would have to cross the flag or cross the line to get our baseball, mm-hmm. Before one of us tagged him. But if you got tagged while you were on the other person's side, then you were out. And that's how capture was. But you had to like get the other person's flag and get it, make it to your side to win. It was just fun. We used to play all the time when we were little. I know. So when I was reading, I was like, oh my gosh.
The only time I played was at church camp once.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. Definitely when at like that. And I kind of picture it like freaking, you know, Camp Half-Blood, where it was like at church camp in the woods.
Yeah.
With like multiple teams and we're all like in different colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like running around, and it's like these giant ass flags that we're carrying.
That's so fun.
But that's how I kind of picture it.
Yeah.
But it does sound really fun.
Yeah.
And now let's get together and do a giant game of capture the flag.
Yeah, it'd be so fun. I've never played it like large scale like that. It'd be good.
Percy is on Athena. So it's like all the gods are on teams.
Mm-hmm.
So Percy's with Athena, so Annabeth, and then Luke is also on that team.
Right.
And it's kind of against Clarice, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so they're kind of just like, yeah, just kind of stay out of the way. Like,
yeah,
we don't really have a plan for you.
Yeah. And Clarice ends up like cornering Percy
to
get back at him for the
toilet
incident.
Yeah.
So they start fighting.
And she like pushes Percy into the creek.
The creek, right.
And so like he suddenly like
is powerful
and feels stronger. So he...
He breaks her sword.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
She has like some fancy sword. Electric?
An electric,
yeah,
like shocker sword thing.
Yeah, and with the power of the water, he like was able to break her sword. Mm-hmm. So she's like even more pissed. But I'm like, you brought this on yourself.
Yeah.
You came after him twice now. And I mean, you would think
like after him exploding the bathrooms on you, like.
You'd be like, maybe I should not try to beat this person. I'm not going to win. Like, yeah.
So, and then, so while Clarice is like fighting Percy, Luke is able to get their flag.
Mm.
And we find out that like Percy was kind of used as a distraction.
Bait.
Yeah. Bait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Mm-hmm. And then right after this happens.
Oh, yes.
This monster like appears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be like no monsters are able to get to this camp.
Yeah.
Unless they're summoned from the inside of the
camp.
Oh,
it's a hellhound. That's
hell
what it was.
Hell, that's right. Percy kills it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it almost kills him. And then Chiron shoots it
with an
arrow.
That's right. That's right.
And so it's dead. And everyone's like, what the heck? How did that get into camp? And then with Percy standing in the water of the creek.
He's healed.
He's healed because the monster scratched him.
Yeah.
And then above him, he gets claimed.
Oh, yes. Like a trident comes above him. So everyone's like, oh, snap. You're Poseidon's son. Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got claimed. And, oh, shit. You're a child of the big three.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, shit. There was a hellhound inside here.
Yeah.
Somebody summoned it from the inside.
Yeah.
Oof.
So big things are happening.
Big things. And after this point, like, everybody's kind of, like, avoiding Percy because, obviously, so, like, you know, he's being attacked.
Yeah.
And he's like dangerous and he's a big deal. So everybody's kind of like afraid and nervous around him at the camp.
From that, Chiron's like, yeah, so this weird thing has been happening where the gods are mad. Zeus's lightning bolt has been stolen and he thinks Percy did it because, well, Poseidon already broke their like
The oath to not have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like who else would steal his lightning bolt?
Mm-hmm.
So Chiron's like, well, we're going to send you on a quest to, because Chiron like assumes that Hades has the bolt.
Yeah, right. It's like, if you didn't steal it, then Hades must have it.
Yeah. So he's like, we're going to send you to go get the bolt from Hades and return it to Zeus. So we're going on a quest.
That's your quest. And Annabeth, that's like, she's super, she was like excited about going on a quest. That's what the Oracle told her, that she'd,
Because she really wants to go on a quest.
Yeah.
But you have to like get a prophecy from this Oracle to go on a quest.
And it told her that like one special person has to arrive at the camp for her to get to go on a quest. And so it's Percy.
And so Percy has to go to this Oracle to get the prophecy for his quest. And it's kind of like a sneak peek of what's to come, basically, from this like mummy that's in the attic. And so the prophecy is, you shall go west and face the god who has turned. You shall find what was stolen and see it safely returned. You shall be betrayed by one who calls you friend. And you shall fail to save what matters most in the end. So Percy's like, okay, cool. Like, like the first two lines are like, okay, I go somewhere. Right, great, great. And then it's like, you shall be betrayed by one who calls you friend. What? And I fail? What?
And Percy also has an ulterior motive for like actually doing this quest because he's hoping that he'll be able to go when he goes to the underworld to
get the bolt.
From Hades.
Yes.
He's hoping to find his mom and like bring her back to life.
He's like, oh, I can like barter with him and get my mom back.
Right. So they set off on the quest. Right off the bat, they're getting attacked. Like, the first thing that happens is they're on the bus.
Yeah.
Annabeth, Grover, and Percy.
They're on a Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who walks up on the bus?
The mean teacher.
Mrs. Dodds.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a fury, which is like this, like, demon with wings, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two others of her.
Yep.
So they're on a bus.
Yep. Fight breaks out on the bus. Annabeth has this hat that like makes her disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives it to Percy and she's like, make your escape, basically.
Yeah.
But Percy's like, no one's left behind. Mm-hmm. So he takes off the hat and he starts fighting.
And then the bus explodes.
They get away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they immediately walk to a like garden shop.
Yeah.
And it's this like woman. And they walk in and the woman's being like super nice and they're kind of like feeling these like, oh, wow, I feel safe and comfortable here. I'm going to hang out here. And then like she gives them a bunch of food and they're all happy. But it just feels kind of weird. And the inside, there's like a bunch of statues.
Yeah.
That look very realistic. And Grover thinks he recognizes his uncle as one of the statues.
Yeah.
And Annabeth is kind of the first one to be like, sus. She's
like, this is kind of weird.
This is kind of weird. I don't know about this. And then turns out it's Medusa.
Yeah. And so Athena actually turned Medusa
into
what Medusa. She is.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's Annabeth's mom.
Yeah. So she's kind of like, and then Percy's dad, Poseidon, dated Medusa. And like Medusa and Poseidon were fooling around in one of Athena's like temples.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Why
she turned
Athena
her.
Turned her. So the lady was kind of like being kind of mean towards Athena.
Annabeth.
And was, like, kind of doting on Percy a little bit. But, yeah, we learn it's Medusa. Whole little, like, fight
whole
kind
fight.
Of comes a thing. And then
they cut her head off. Yep.
This is one of my favorite, like, lines. Is so Percy, like, they wrap up the head. And Percy's like, I'm going to send it to the gods as, like, a sign. And Grover's like, don't do that. They'll think you're impertinent. And he's like, oh, I am impertinent, which means like not showing respect and rude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, yeah, fuck you. Like,
yeah, honestly,
I have to go through all this now. Like,
yeah,
this
for something I have nothing to do with and I didn't even know about until like 2 days ago. Like, come on.
And so also while all this is happening, Percy has been having like weird dreams, like some like darkness in a pit, some like voice talking to him, like very weird things, and he's not like sure what it is. I think we're also learning that it was Grover who was the satyr to protect Talia, and so he failed that first, like, so satyrs are supposed to protect half-bloods and bring them to Camp Half-Blood. And he failed with his first.
Right.
And so this is his kind of second chance with Percy.
Yeah.
And we also learn that Annabeth and Luke were with them mm-hmm. when Talia died. Mm-hmm. So there's some like
pieces coming together,
trauma there mm-hmm. between them all.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Grover's like, I just want to like protect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We learn that Grover's dream is to find Pan, which is kind of like the god of nature a little bit. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Pan's Labyrinth?
No.
Ooh, that's a good movie. You should watch it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I kept thinking of Peter Pan every time they said it. I was like, Peter Pan?
Not Peter Pan.
I know. I know. I know it.
But satyrs are like, they go out. So Pan has been missing mm-hmm. for like ever.
Yeah.
And so satyrs will go and search for Pan mm-hmm. to like, because Pan kind of makes the world like, I don't know. That's kind of like why global warming a little bit is happening, you know, because mm-hmm. this guy that's supposed to like make nature beautiful and all mm-hmm. that stuff is missing. And so Grover is like, my dream is to get my license to go on the search for Pan. Mm-hmm. And he has to like complete his like.
He has to like successfully protect a mm-hmm. half-blood to earn the license.
And so they find a poodle in the woods.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And there's like a reward out for the poodle.
Yeah.
So because everything they had with them, all the money got destroyed mm-hmm. in the bus explosion. So they like return the poodle to the owner and get the reward cash.
And so they get money to then get on a train. I think it was like an Amtrak train. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that takes them to St. Louis, where they have like a couple hours to kill before their next train. Mm-hmm. So Annabeth is like, ooh, I really want to see the Gateway Arch. Like, let's go check it out, because she wants to be like an architect. Mm-hmm. So they go to the Gateway Arch.
And they get separated.
Yeah. They get separated. And so Percy's stuck up at the top mm-hmm. with this like lady and this chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. This is the part where I started to like get really sleepy. So a lot of the details of this chapter got lost in my, like, hazy eyes.
And so, turns out it was a monster.
Yes.
It's a chimera. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I pronounced that one right in my head.
And so they're, like, fighting at the top of the arch. Mm-hmm.
And they blow out, like, a hole through the arch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they damage this.
And then, like, Percy just, like, falls.
Yeah, like, a lot of feet.
Into the river.
But then this is the first time while he's under the water, he's like, whoa, I can breathe. Like,
yeah.
I'm underwater and I'm breathing.
He can breathe. He's not wet underwater. Mm-hmm. He's, like, kind of learning more about himself mm-hmm. In the water and, like, what he can do with it.
Yeah. And he sees a lady.
Yeah. It's like a, what are they called? Naiads or something? Mm. It's like water.
Yeah. Water spirits?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a water spirit. Mm-hmm. And she tells him to go to Santa Monica.
Yes.
That his dad wants him to go there.
Yeah. So then he like comes out of the water. Mm. And there's like reporters and police and all these. Everybody's like, what's going on? What's going on? And They figure out based on like security footage that it was Percy, because mm-hmm. like Percy and his mom have been missing ever since they left for the cabin.
And his stepdad's like, yeah, he's a delinquent. He probably mm-hmm. stole her. He's on the run. Yep, like whatever. He's
dangerous. All these things. So throughout this quest, there's a lot mm-hmm. of little things where the news is sort of following Percy's movements a little bit based on these like events that are happening that are like destructive.
So like the bus blew up and mm-hmm. someone got like a photo of Percy coming off the bus and then like holding a weapon.
Exactly. So now here he is again at this big explosion and they're like, oh yeah, it's Percy again, the known delinquent mm-hmm. on the run, you know. And he meets back up with Annabeth and Grover and they yeet out of there.
This is where they then find, I am blanking on like how they get to this. I guess they just go into this diner because they're hungry.
Oh, right.
And then they're like, how are you going to pay for this? And then someone walks in and then he's like, they're with me.
Yes.
And we meet Ares.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's like this biker guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he like intimidates the waitress and he's kind of like rude to everybody. Mm-hmm. And like he's sitting with them and he introduces himself as the god of war. And
Clarice's dad.
Clarice's dad runs in the family.
And he's like, oh, I can help you get to your next location because clearly you guys don't have anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you help me out with a little thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. You owe me a favor and I need you to do something for me.
Mm-hmm. Because gods just like want you to do like their dirty work for them.
Basically. They seem pretty lazy.
Yeah.
To be honest. He tells them to go to this water park
mm-hmm.
in this ride where he left a shield.
Because mm-hmm. he's dating Aphrodite.
Who's married.
They're both married to other gods.
Right.
But all the gods just like fool around with each other.
Messy. They're messy.
Yeah.
There should
and
be
they
just
also
like
just
a...
like fool around with humans
yeah.
too. So.
Like it should be its own like drama reality TV yeah. show. Like how funny would that be?
That would be really funny. So he's like, oh, okay, me and Aphrodite were like hooking up in this like
mm-hmm. tunnel of love.
Tunnel of
ride.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my shield there. So like, can you go get it for me?
Mm-hmm.
So they go to this water park. And
everything seems a little too easy.
Yeah.
It's like quiet and there's nothing going on. They don't smell any monsters. So they're like, weird. Okay. So they go into the tunnel of love.
Also, this part
it's
I like.
So cute.
It's so funny.
Oh, it's so fun.
And because Percy's like, oh, Annabeth, like, come with me. Let's go down here and Grover can like keep watch or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
I don't want to go in the tunnel of love with you.
like what if someone saw us?
What? Oh my gosh, it's so cute. And they're both like blushing and they're like being super weird about it. And it's so, so cute.
And also, oh, before the trip, Luke gifted Percy these like shoes with wings to help him on his quest.
Hermes shoes.
But being a son of Poseidon, he's like, it probably is not a good idea for me to fly.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he gives Grover the shoes.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, Grover, you stand at the top and you can fly down and like get us. Because it's like a giant, kind of like a skate bowl.
Mm.
You know, like when you go mm-hmm. skateboarding, there's like a giant bowl that like would have been filled with water if the ride was running. They go down and it's like a boat with the shield on it and they get down there.
As soon as they grab the shield, that's when everything starts going wrong.
There's like a trip wire on the shield and we learn that Aphrodite's husband, I was trying to think of his name, it's like
hepatitis.
That's what I literally like hepatitis.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, some with an H.
The god starts with an H and he like builds things.
Yes.
And things.
Yes. So he knew that his wife was down there with Ares.
Mm-hmm.
And so he like booby trapped this whole situation. Yeah. So when he came back for his shield, he'd get all fucked up.
So basically. It was like that. Like they would touch the shield and all these cameras would turn on and it would broadcast live to Olympus and be like, look at these two idiots hooking up, whatever. And so also part of the booby trap is all these little spiders start coming out.
Right.
And it's kind of a known thing that like kids of Athena do not like spiders because of a whole other story where Athena was cursed and some spiders, whatever.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Annabeth is like freaking out about these spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So Percy makes like the water of the like
the
ride come on.
Yeah.
And to like to kind of move the boat through the ride.
They make it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it look like really cool where they like jump out of the boat and they're like,
yeah,
thank you. And the cameras like stop rolling.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, Ares fucking tricked us.
Yeah, exactly. So they go back to him and they're like, here's your shield. You're the worst. What the heck? Mm. And so then he's like, but I got you this ride to your next destination. You're welcome. You know, like just the worst. So he like gives them some money. Also, it's like not a lot of money. Is it like $20 or something?
Yeah,
crazy?
Like gives them a backpack full of stuff. And it's like, okay, here's some like stuff that
some
you need.
Some money and some Oreos, basically, in this
some
backpack.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, actually, it sounds pretty good. Not if you're on a quest that's as dangerous as this, but like on a normal day.
Yeah.
Backpack with $20 and some Oreos. That sounds like a nice gift.
So the ride is like literally ride in the back of this truck with some like circus animals or carnival animals or something.
Yeah.
So it's like a lion, a zebra, and something else.
Oh my. Yeah, I don't know.
It was like a...
I don't remember.
Something.
Something. Couple of animals.
Grover's asleep. And then on the ride, Annabeth is talking to Percy and they kind of come to a truce like, hey, our parents didn't like each other, but like, I'm your friend and I'm going to stick by you if this like war happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, throughout, they're kind of bickering a lot. And they do have banter, but
mm-hmm.
at that point, it kind of comes to, like, hey, we're friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah,
we're
it
good.
Seems like a lot of the times that they're, like, fighting or bickering with each other, it's, like, about how their parents don't like each other. It's got nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're like, let's just be friends. All good. And then the bus stops. Yes. And they set all the animals free.
Yeah.
And
they're in Vegas.
They're in Vegas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then they immediately go into this, like, casino hotel.
Yeah.
Thing. And this person's like, here's this ticket. It'll get you free games. And here's the fancy hotel room and all the food and have fun and whatever. And so they're like, wow, this is amazing. Too good to be true. And they start playing all these games.
Percy starts like,
feeling weird a little bit.
And he asks, like, the guy playing a game next to him. He's like, oh, hey, like, where are you from? Like, when did you get here? Or, like, what year is it?
And he's, like, dressed sort of weird, like, 70s vibes. He's talking kind of weird. And Percy's like, that's weird. And they have this conversation, like, what year is it? And the guy's like, 1973 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he realizes, like, oh, my gosh, this guy's been in here since the 70s. What's going on? How long have I been in here? Mm-hmm. I'm, like, having a hard time remembering my mom. Why am I here? What quest is it? Like, he's disoriented, and he's realizing, like, it's warping his mind. We need to get out of here. Yeah, so he approaches Annabelle first. Annabeth. Why do I keep saying Annabelle? Annabeth first. And she's also kind of, like, losing it a little bit, and then they realize they need to get out of there, so they leave, and then they figure out that they were in there for 5 days,
and they have a deadline.
They're
like, the Zeus wants his bolt by the summer solstice,
so they only had like 10 days to start with, and then they wasted five days completely, like, unknowingly. They were in there for 5 days. That actually freaked me out, that part. I was like, what, five days? I love the way this book is set up with, like, the quest. I don't know. I love that. I love the trope that's, like, kids against the world. Like, yes. It's such a good trope. And every chapter is just, like, a new obstacle. Like, a new monster. Yeah. It's so fun and adventurous and, like, I don't know, like, Alice in Wonderland-y. Like, it's just kind of, like, all these little, like, obstacles to, like, they're moving through.
It's literally every chapter is, like, okay, new and monster. Then they run into this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's this.
It's so fun and adventurous and, like...
It's kind of, like, road trip vibes.
Yeah, totally.
Where it's, like, oh, we're, like, yes, we're on a quest, but even in, like, regular books, like, you know, like, I Kiss Shara Wheeler, where it's, like, a scavenger hunt.
Exactly.
Or, like, paper towns, where it's, like, a road trip, you know?
It's a good trope. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
And then we get to...
They take a taxi all the way to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And they pay the taxi with the casino card that they got because it's like a ton of money.
Infinity.
It's infinity. They want to trap you in there forever. So they go all the way to Los Angeles.
They get to Santa Monica.
Santa Monica, the pier where the
Percy then meets with the water spirit again.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives him these pearls, and she's like, what belongs to the sea will always return to the sea. This is a gift from your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these pearls where, like, if you crush them, it'll take you where you want, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess they're, like, walking around at night and get cornered by a bunch of, like, scary kids. So they run into this waterbed store.
Yeah.
And, like,
they escape
waterbed,
the, like,
this mattress store,
the little kid troublemaker, and immediately walk into a waterbed mattress store where they're approached by yet another, like,
monster
obstacle
guy
monster.
Thing.
Yep.
Where we, like, this guy is, like,
he, like, straps them to the bed to, like, stretch them out and, like, torture them. It's, like, this thing. And
Percy kind of tricks him and gets him on the bed and then cuts his head off.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
They, so they again, escape. Get out of that. The underworld entrance is a recording studio, DOA Records.
Oh
my
god!
Notice that
I was like zoning. I was like really falling asleep at this point.
Yeah,
so.
I was also.
Yeah.
At this part, I was like.
Yeah.
Nodding off.
I wish I wasn't because I want to like really soak it in. But I was losing it at this point.
And so we meet. Again, it's like, it's spelled like Chiron, but it's Charon or something.
Yes.
And it's the guy that like...
checks people in.
I'm thinking like Beetlejuice, you know, like where
they're
like in the waiting room.
Take a number. Yeah.
It's that basically
person.
That.
Exactly.
And so they kind of bribe him to like take them down to the underworld. Mm-hmm. And we meet...
the three-headed dog.
Cerberus.
Yeah.
And... they just, like, play with him.
Yeah.
Like, the dog just wants attention and love, and they're just, like, throwing a ball with the dog.
Yep. They see the nice dead place where it's, like, everything's, like, nice and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see a bunch of people being tortured and
yeah,
it's like a whole thing down there.
Cause there's like three different places you can go.
Right.
Don't ask me what their names are right now. Right. Cause my brain is dead. Is they're walking to Hades and then Grover's wearing the shoes and he starts getting pulled toward this like dark pit.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh shit, this is the pit Percy's been dreaming about.
Yeah.
Like something is down there.
Yeah.
And they get the shoes off Grover and they like would have dragged him into this pit. And they're like, damn, that was close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad vibes. Bad vibes in this pit.
Yeah. And then they go to Hades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Hades is like, I didn't steal Zeus's thunderbolt. Like, why would I didn't steal it. And they're like, oh, well, we thought you wanted to start a war so you could have more people that are dead down here. And he's like, I love this whole dialogue. Yeah. He was like, why would I want that? I have so many dead people down here. Like, it's overflowing. Like, I can't handle it. Like, why would I want that? Of course it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And
okay, with that, I am picturing
Hercules. Like, I'm picturing Hercules. That guy. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm picturing.
He's like, I'm cool. It's cool. Like,
Exactly.
Oh, and then he's like, you brought the bolt down here.
Right.
You're trying to set me up.
Right.
And Percy's like, what are you talking about?
And he did notice as they were getting deeper into the underworld, his backpack felt heavier, but he wasn't sure, like, why. He was like, that's weird.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, I'm just, like,
stressing. Exhausted. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, you brought it down here. You're the one that stole it. And Percy's like, I did not steal it. I don't have it. And so then he opens his backpack and he does have it. Mm-hmm. He's like, what?
Everyone's like, what?
What?
And he's like, yeah, you brought it down here because I have your mom. Oh, you were going to be like, I have the bolt.
Yeah.
Give me my mom or I'm going to like blame it on you.
Right. Kind of thing. And he thinks that Percy stole his like helmet, his like death helmet or something. Like something that's like a
the
Hades thing.
The helm of darkness.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So he's like, you just came down here to taunt me and like get your mom back and you have my helmet and you have the bowl. You're the one that took it. Like it's all you basically. Like I'm not trying to start a war.
Yeah.
And he's like, Percy's just so confused.
He's like, wait a second. Who would want a war between all the gods? Mm-hmm. Who gave me this backpack?
Right. Because basically it's like Zeus thinks Hades took his lightning bolt. And then Hades was like thinking that Poseidon got Percy to take his helmet. So like someone is orchestrating this so that all three of the big three gods are like pissed at each other. And they think that they're like.
Yeah.
So.
And then it's like comes out that like, okay, Poseidon also had a kid. Mm-hmm. Zeus has broken the oath. Yeah. Like they're all already mad at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like someone's like wanting a war between them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Percy kind of realized like, okay, who would set all this up?
Who
would
want a war? This backpack.
And so he uses the pearls to be like, well, shit, we got to get out of here.
And he could use the pearls to take his mom home. Mm-hmm. And Annabeth and Grover are both kind of like saying like, yeah, you know, you can leave me and I'll figure it out. And you could take your mom home or whatever. And he decides not to. He takes Grover and Annabeth home.
Cause the pearls. You shall fail to save what matters most in the end.
Yep. His mom.
And so we get to, they use the pearls and they go back up to, I feel like it's back at Santa Monica.
Yeah.
They come up and Percy's like, who, like, this is Ares. Like,
yeah, it's Ares. Clearly. Ares gave me the backpack, obviously, like, that had the sword or the lightning bolt in it.
Yeah.
And Ares is on the beach with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, gotcha. Yeah, it was me.
Let's fight.
Time for the villainous
and
monologue.
He has Hades' helm of darkness.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we realize that.
And then Percy's kind of questioning him, like, why would you want
a war? I mean, like, he is the god of war.
Yeah.
So
he's like, wouldn't you just want to keep this like lightning bolt and helm of darkness
for yourself? Why bother like giving it to me? Mm-hmm. Like,
and Ares is kind of like, yeah, like why would
I do that? Yeah, why? Yeah, so it seems like Ares has like a moment of like, he's obviously, something is clouding his judgment and like driving this whole situation. It's not necessarily Ares being the mastermind behind this plan.
And he says something about dreams.
Yeah, and Percy's like, oh, you've been having dreams? And Ares like, what? No, I didn't say that. He's like, yeah, you just did.
Interesting.
But, okay, interesting. So they have this fight. Annabeth and Grover were like, don't fight him. He's a god. Like, you're going to lose. And
He doesn't. He wins.
Mm-hmm. He, like, again, controls the waves.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would you start a fight with Poseidon's son on the beach? Like, right? I feel like that is the dumbest move. Like, come on.
Like, of all places of to all fight places? A the son of...
Next to the ocean?
You know, come on.
The sea god son? Okay.
Percy's like, I think that someone else stole this and Zeus had sent Ares to find who had stolen his bolt, found the person. This person then convinced Ares to, like, work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ares, like, was like, hey, work with me and we'll put the blame on someone else.
Right, because it's also a thing that a god can't steal from another god.
Yeah.
So it had to be someone else that stole the bolt.
And it's kind of like doing the work behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, Percy, like, uses the waves and, like, destroys Ares. Or not destroys. Well, I mean, he
destroys him. He, like, stabs Ares in the leg. And he's, like, bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this, like, liquid gold, basically.
Yeah.
And then this, like, weird, like, darkness calm happens.
Mm.
Where, like, Ares kind of, he says, like, he sees a shift on Ares' face. And he's, like... you're like, whatever, you win.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like,
he like disappears.
Yeah, so he thinks like something again was like talking and like
telling him to bolt, telling Ares to give up. And this is where I called it. I clocked out. I was like, I'm going to bed. Like, I can't last night. So yeah, that whole fight scene was kind of like blurry. I was like, what happened? Like, why did you meet them?
All the police show up.
Yep.
And they're like, okay, so you guys were kidnapped by this guy.
Yep.
And he was, like, taking you across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all just had, like, a shootout on the beach.
Yeah, Percy gets his name cleared, basically. Yep. It's, like, all pinned on Ares, not, you know, just, like, as some guy that kidnapped them. Yep.
So they, Percy's like, okay, well, we have to get to New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to fly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Zeus, please don't kill me in the sky.
Yep, I'm getting on a plane.
Yep. And so they go back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Mount Olympus by himself, which is in the Empire State Building on the 600th floor.
Mm-hmm. He goes up and he meets Zeus and his dad, Poseidon. Mm-hmm. Percy tells them everything, all that has happened, and how, you know, Hades didn't take it and... you know, whatever, and all the things, and it's all cleared up, pretty much. But then he, like, tells him about, like, the dreams he's had and all these things, and Zeus kind of, like, shuts down the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I think some, like, bigger, darker force is working here. And Zeus is like, no. Like, I'm assuming it's, like, the Titan.
Kronos.
Kronos.
Yeah. Which is the gods is, like, Zeus dad. And Hades and Poseidon. It's their dad.
Yeah.
And so, like, the story is Kronos ate his kids because they were powerful.
Right.
Except Zeus.
And Zeus locked him up.
Yeah. And then Zeus, like, sliced him up and put him down in the pits of hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, think he's kind of, like, stirring again.
Zeus is like, it's never going to happen. Like, get out of here, kid. Like, it's fine. Zeus, again, like, God's just being, like... arrogant and like lazy and like mean.
He was like, as a thank you, I won't kill you.
Literally. I'm like, he solved this whole mystery, prevented a war,
after your bolt sprung back?
His new, like, found god family on him. Like, come on. And your reward is to not kill him? Okay. Got it.
Cool. All right.
And Poseidon seems pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he seems to, like, have somewhat of a genuine, like, interest in Percy.
He's like, sorry I created you and you have to deal with all this shit now, but I am proud of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud.
And I did, like, your mom is amazing. Like, you know. So that was nice.
He's like, oh, and also Hades brought your mom back because...
oh, yeah.
Because you gave him his...
you did give him the helmet back. Like, honestly, Hades was the best. I was like, damn, okay. Yeah. Wow, at least Hades, like... did something nice for him. Like,
yeah,
his dad is just standing by here and then Zeus is just being an asshole. I'm like, Hades came through. Come on.
Pretty right.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Percy leaves Olympus and he goes back to camp.
Goes back to Well,
or does he go to his mom first?
His
mom first, yeah. Right? Yeah, he goes home, and we also find out that his mom is only with Smelly Gabe because he's literally so smelly. Yeah. So she was trying to conceal Percy's scent, Percy with like an overwhelmingly disgusting human scent, so that monsters were less likely to find him.
Yeah,
because she knew that he was half god.
Yeah.
So yeah, he goes home and he sees his mom's back, and it's like, oh, such a relief. Obviously, he's got his mom back. And Smelly Gabe is still the worst. And he's just like, oh, I wish you would have stayed gone. Like, you delinquent. Like, you ruined my car, basically.
Yeah. He's like, I'll call the police.
Yeah. And then he, like, raises a hand, and Percy's mom, like, flinches. So Percy realizes, like, oh, his mom. Like, he's also been hitting his mom. Like, yeah. This whole thing. Gabe's the worst.
And then so.
Because Poseidon also told him while they were in Olympus, he was like, I have a package waiting for you.
Yeah. And it's Medusa's head.
It's Medusa's head. Use it if you want to, basically.
Yeah. So Percy's like, I can get rid of him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We can get rid of this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Percy's mom's like, no, I think this is like...
I want to do it myself. Yeah. Like, you know, I want to like be there for me, take care of me. Like, it's fine. You just take care of yourself. It's all good.
And she tells him like, I found you a school.
Yep.
In New York where you can stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to make like, okay, I'm going to go back to camp, but what do I do after that? You know,
yeah. Am I going to be there year round or am I going to go to a mortal school?
So he's like, you figure out you, I'll figure out me.
Yeah. We'll see
you at the end of summer.
Yeah. So then he goes back to camp. Everybody's really like proud of him and happy for him and all the things. And also he gets mail from his mom about how his mom ended up using the head on Gabe and turned Gabe into a statue and like sold it for a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And then she's going back to school.
Yeah.
Like, doing her own thing. So, things are looking good at home.
Right. He's just, like, talking about, like, how he, like, finally feels home in a place. Mm-hmm. And now he has to make the decision, like, do I leave or do I stay?
Yeah, because he's like, I mean, I would love to, see what it's like to live with my mom without Gabe, too, you know?
But then also, like, I would love to train and be at this camp for, like, a year, you know? And so, he kind of has a decision to make. And he's... goes and he's like, I'm just gonna go down to like the sword fighting area and like just work out my thoughts and just take a breath for a second. And so he goes down and Luke is down there, and he notices Luke has a new sword.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's a nice sword. And Luke is like, oh yeah, this one's special, like it can kill mortals as well as gods. Because it's usually either or.
Yeah. They're like, technically, you shouldn't really kill mortals.
Yeah, that's what somebody told him that. Yeah. Was it Mr. Bruner?
Yeah, because Percy's sword it can only kill like gods and monsters and stuff. Because he's like, you shouldn't kill mortals. That's not okay.
Yeah.
And so when Luke says that, Percy's like, oh, that's
sus.
That's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird. Why would you want to
kill mortals?
Yeah. He's like, let's take a walk. Let's go down by the creek. And so they like go down by the creek, just Luke and Percy.
He's like, oh, like, how was your quest? And like, how do you feel after your quest? And Luke was the last person to go on a quest before Percy did. And it was 2 years ago.
With Talia, that whole situation, right?
No, that was them coming to camp. But then, like, Luke had a quest to, like, just go do something for his dad.
Oh, that's right. Like the apple or whatever. Okay, yeah, that's right.
And it was, like, a quest that, like, they had Hercules do. Like, it wasn't this big whole thing. And he was like, really? This is what you have me doing? Like,
I've been training for years, and this is what you asked me to do. Yeah.
He's, like...
He's bitter.
Yeah, he's very bitter. Jaded.
Yep, super, super.
He's, like, the gods are, like, they just want us to do their dirty work. Like, this is whatever. This is stupid.
Like, I mean,
we could do something bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, deep down, Luke is. He has his.
He's troubled.
Yes.
Got his things. So Percy's like, sus. It's feeling weird.
Yeah.
Feeling weird vibes here. And, we find out that Luke was the one that stole the lightning bolt and summoned the hellhound on Percy in the camp. And he's the friend in the prophecy that portrays him.
Yeah, you shall be betrayed by one who calls you friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is working with Kronos.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because after his mission, or after his quest, he came back and he was super jaded and angry and hated the gods and his dad. And he had started having like dreams where Cronus was talking to him and was like, mm-hmm. hey, this is like what we could do. We could rise above them and take them out. Yeah, like,
he's brainwashed.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes and steals the bolt to create a war between them all. And like Percy just shows up and is like the perfect like yep. excuse mm-hmm. and person to blame it all on.
Yeah.
Gets a scorpion to like come out of the ground. Yeah. And is like, this guy's going to kill you in like 60 seconds. Yeah. So like whatever.
So I'm going to give you my villain monologue and I'm going to get out of here. And you're going to die, basically. Which, yeah. I mean, I kind of, like, I mean,
Rachel called it.
I did call it. I mean, as soon as we met Luke, I was like, ah. Because there's always that person mm-hmm. that's going to be, like, replaceable. Like, not, it's not, like, Annabeth, obviously. Yeah. And not Grover. But it's going to be, like, someone he knows. And it's got to be, like, not obvious, but, like, yeah. kind of obvious. I was like, okay, so Luke. And then as soon as the, he gave him the shoes. I was like, sus. Yeah, I was like, why would you give him those shoes? You know, like, weird. And then during the rainbow mist call, I was like, why were you the one to pick up? Like, just sus. I was like, you're weird. I don't like you.
Oh, yeah, you're the one wearing the shoes, right? Like, they're working for you?
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't, like, Percy didn't want to be like, oh, actually, I gave them to Grover. Yeah. Grover. So mm-hmm. he's like, yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is like.
Yeah. It is Luke.
So he, like, bounces, and then the scorpion, like, stings Percy.
Yeah. And so he's got, out. Like, yeah, he passes out, and then he wakes up again, just like he did when he first arrived at the camp, mm-hmm. being nursed back to health by Annabeth.
He was like, look at us back here.
Yeah, look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought we would have been back here yeah. again?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's cute. It's good. And he tells them it was Luke all mm-hmm. along, and everybody's like, damn.
Yeah. That's and, like, us. Cronus, and, like, there's this whole bigger thing that's happening,
yep.
and mm-hmm. Chiron is just like, yeah, but you need to chill out.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot go fight all this right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Annabeth tells him that she's going to go home with her dad for the year, which we learned that, like,
they have a,
like, hard
messy relationship. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, I kind of.
She's going to give him another shot.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Well, then I'll go home then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. He's like, and Grover leaves to go find Pan.
Yeah, he goes on his
Everybody's
quest
going
to
their
find
own ways.
Pan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he decides to go home. With his mom.
He's like, I'll be back next summer.
Be back next summer. Which I'm assuming is when we're going to pick up with the next book. I really liked it. It was yeah. great. I loved the kids against the world, fast paced, mm-hmm. adventurous, just like so like creative. It just was like,
yeah.
It was totally like, I absolutely see why kids love this. Like,
yeah.
In middle school time. Like, it's just such a good, like.
And I feel like, I mean, some series you could say it gets worse, but I feel like they get better as
really?
The books go on.
Really? Oh, I bet. Because they get older. Yeah. And they get, like, probably, like, heavier situations and problems yes. and, like, growing up and all that stuff. Yeah. I bet. I'm excited. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to read all of them. So we're going to continue.
So then it's, okay, so should we,
do, like, rating?
Rate the book?
Yeah. I feel like we should. Do separate rating. We'll rate the book and then rate the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, and it was so easy to read. Really well yeah. written. I liked all the characters. It just
yeah.
was like...
Do you like... So, Percy's kind of whole thing is, like, his, like, sarcasm. And he's so sassy. And
oh, I loved it. Because I'm also like, yeah, you shouldn't take shit from all these yeah. gods. Like, they're the worst. Like, do you. You're going to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
So, with, like, book rating, we've kind of changed yep. our ratings around mm-hmm. to like yeah. make this make sense for uh-huh. watching
for
a book.
watching a book. We just like looked at it all night.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we have plot.
I thought the plot was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's so creative, and it's also like educational a little yeah. bit. Not, I mean, like, if you're interested, I guess, in Greek mythology, but it's just like creative the way they tied everything together. I mean, just the idea of like camps for like god's kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fun and interesting, and all the kids like have different
it was like Descendants
of their parents.
Before Descendants.
Yeah, totally.
Where
exactly.
Like, oh, the kids of like princesses.
Yeah,
and princes.
With similar character yeah. traits as their parents. Like, and it's just yeah, they're all troubled. And I mean, I thought it was great. Great plot.
I mean, you know, I'm.
You're gonna be like five.
This is gonna
five,
be on
five,
you.
I know. Okay. I'll say, I'll do 4.5.
Okay.
Only because I saw Luke coming, but also, this is middle grade, so.
Yeah,
of course.
Also, this is for like 9 to 12 year olds. So
yeah, exactly.
But exactly.
4.5.
And then we have writing. I think it's super easy. I think it's
super easy. It's not
for
too
kids
much.
Or for adults.
Yeah, like we were talking last night about how I love how the action sequences were written. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's like for kids, but it just was simple to where sometimes you get lost in those action reading action sequences. But
that's
my
least favorite thing to like if I'm reading like a YA fantasy, I skim through the fights.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
Care about what's happening.
Because I'm like, okay, where is he now? He's on top of her with a sword. Oh, she picked up a rock. Okay, what's happening? Like, I just am like, you lost me. Mm-hmm. Like, but this was very clear and kind of short. Like all the fights, they weren't like pages and pages and pages.
Yeah,
which I liked.
But it's also not like I've read some middle grade books where it's too like it's like I'm clearly
too
reading
simple.
A kid's book.
Yeah no it wasn't
These
it wasn't
feel like
simple
a good
yeah it wasn't simple in like a negative way. Mm-hmm. It was simple in like a good way.
Yeah,
it's like a I mean maybe another 4.5.
Okay.
It feels weird being the one that's saying like
I mean I know, would be like I have no issues.
No,
so
I know
I want to say
yeah.
a five.
Yeah.
Okay, I will say, okay, like the mattress store. Like, I feel like that's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, I guess
so
that's
like, it didn't
really
add
my
to
only thing. There
the
were just
story.
Some things, but I liked it because mm-hmm. it was, like, adventurous.
Yeah,
like,
and
chapter
fun.
By chapter. But I feel like at that point, I wanted more to focus on the plot than, like, the little obstacles.
Yeah.
So there were a couple things like that where I was like, okay.
And then
like,
the characters / chemistry. I mean, I love all of them.
I mean, yeah, I think they're all great. Mm-hmm. Good chemistry.
I feel like even, like, with Luke, of course, I feel like I see Luke coming because it's clear whenever I read a book, it's like, okay, one of these characters
is
like,
going to be betraying
who's going to be the plot twist,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Luke was written in a way that, like, it wasn't, like, unless I knew, like, the arcs of a book and, like, mm-hmm. okay, clearly someone's going to betray him. I feel like Luke is written in a way that wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's saying a bunch of lines that's like, that's
foreshadowing.
Of course. You know?
Yeah. No, totally. Totally.
Like, weird lines at the beginning that's like, what could that mean? Why is he being weird?
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I thought, the characters are great. I would say five for that.
Yeah.
I feel like characters and chemistry, they all seem really fleshed out. Even Luke with his, like, being a villain, like, I feel like I'm going to understand him as the books go on more. Like, he's giving me that energy of, like, just a troubled kid.
Like, and there's, like, layers, you know?
Layers.
Like, he's not just, like, evil.
Exactly.
To be evil. There's, like, reasoning behind
it. It's not like Aries, where I was just like, I just hate you.
Yeah.
Like, it was, or Gabe. It's like, I feel like I'm gonna grow to like him.
Yeah. So then we have intrigue. Is it, like, a page turner? Did it drag on? Did you want to keep reading? Mm-hmm. That kind of... But it's also kind of hard because we were falling asleep.
We
so
were
it was
falling
like,
asleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm literally falling asleep as I'm reading. But
because
there
it
was 5 a.m.
No, there was no part of this book where I was like, I wasn't bored ever. I didn't lose interest, you know. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a 5 too. Because I feel like it could easily be like, you know, like,
Can we move on?
Every chapter I was like, I wanted to know
what's
going on.
Happen.
Even if it was like a slower chapter, I was still like not
even
bored.
Like the chapters like with Medusa or with the mattress store.
Yeah,
it was like,
I was
this isn't
it.
Relevant, but like, this is fun.
Exactly.
And I'm learning something because it ties back to a previous like Greek story.
Totally. And every chapter gave you little droplets of like the bigger plot to like tie together. So,
We have jokes.
I laughed a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was funny because, so we started reading this and...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Matt, my boyfriend, was like, I want to read too. So then he read the first couple chapters with us.
And he'd be in the other room just like laughing. And it was so good. It was so
fun. He was like,
fun.
What page are you on? And then he was just like laughing. He's like, yeah, you'll get
and
there.
He was so funny too because he would be like, oh. You know, like he would like say something that was not like not spoiling it, but he'd be like, oh, you're going to find something interesting in this chapter. Like he was so funny. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, I love the humor of these books. I think they're so funny.
Yeah, nothing like, missed. It was good.
Oh, my gosh. I think one of my favorite parts is the fact that Grover plays the flute and only knows two songs.
And one of them is Hilary Duff. That alone. I'm like, five. That's amazing. I wonder if Hillary knows. Like, she has to know, right? Like, come on.
If like,
it's such a big book. Like, she's got to know.
If you ever interview Hillary Duff,
somebody,
can you
please
be like,
ask her.
Are you aware of that Grover from the Percy Jackson books only knows how to play your songs?
So yesterday.
So, okay.
Yeah. No, I thought the jokes were great. I want to say 4.5 again. I don't know why. Just because it wasn't like overwhelmingly like hilarious. But it also every time that there was a joke, it was good.
Okay. Would you reread this?
I would reread this. Mm-hmm. If I wanted like something easy but fun and kind of like, I feel like this is a good like palate cleansing book.
Mm-hmm. And also once you like kind of read through the whole series,
I'm sure.
And then you can go back to the start and like
and see the little things.
See the little things. It makes
it
so fun.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And it wasn't like a daunting task where I was like, oh, like the idea of rereading this is like, oh yeah, easy peasy. Mm-hmm. It's not like overwhelming, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, the amount of times I've just read this book on a slow day at work on my phone.
Yeah, right.
I'm just
totally.
Like, oh, it's so easy. You're
and
just like,
fun.
What's Percy doing?
Yeah. And I'm sure once you like really know the characters, but mm-hmm. all the books, you're like, love them so much.
Yeah.
You go back any point and read it. And also there was nothing like really like outdated or like, mm-hmm. I mean, this was just like, I just feel like it just holds up so well. Like,
and that's what like Rick has said. He's like, it doesn't like, it was written in 2005, but it doesn't take place in 2005. He wanted it to be like kind of timeless.
It feels
to
timeless.
Where like, you could read this in 2022 and be like, yeah, this could happen. Like these kids are
like, I feel like this is a book you read in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a book that like our generation's kids could read in seventh grade too. Like it just feels like, evergreen.
And then we have cringe to cute scale.
No cringe. Yeah. I mean, there was no cringe.
Nope.
It was all cute. That's 5, I feel like.
I love this book. Percy Jackson is perfect.
I can see why you love it so much. I feel like if I had, like, even if I had watched the movie mm-hmm. when I was younger and kind of knew, like, the story, it would have that, like, sentimental thing to it. But, even without that, like, I just, like, thoroughly enjoyed myself reading it. So, even if you didn't grow up with it, you should read it.
4.07. So, it's just, like
a 4.
It's just, like, a 4.
It's a 4. Okay.
It's, like, a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
All right.
All right, then.
Also, how long has this been so far?
An hour and a half.
Okay.
That's
We could also do, like, a part 2.
Yeah, we could.
Because we have a whole movie to watch and talk about as well.
Yeah, and then compare it.
And I have
a
lot to say about the movie.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll do part 2.
I mean,
if we, by the time we're editing this, if we've decided to make this a part 2, then thanks for listening. let's do the next episode.
this is great. I'm about to make Rachel watch the movie. We can talk about the movie. And then I'm going to force her to watch the musical. We probably won't talk about the musical on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could talk a lot about it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like,
I'm
just know Rachel's getting the whole
I'm getting the
Lightning
whole
Thief experience.
Lightning Thief experience. It's good. I'm loving it so far. So we're going to go watch the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can get updates on all our new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeomgpodcast.
We also want to thank Mic Tech for providing us with these microphones and headphones and supporting us on our podcast journey.
Podcast theme song by Sam Skorik.
See you next time. Bye.